KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, taking a look at area boys and girls high school basketball scores from last night. In boys hoops, it was Lewis Central over Atlantic 64-46. Arweva down in Coon Rapids Bayard 64-44. Audubon was an 85-64 winner over Logan Magnolia. Boone beat ADM 59-52. It was Boyer Valley over Cam in overtime 58-53 in boys hoops. Also Carroll down in Carlisle 71-53. Clarinda Academy was a 57-37 winner over Fremont Mills. The Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln boys beat Bishop Heelan Catholic Sioux City 57-34. Denison Schleswig was a 71-57 winner over Creston. Des Moines Christian got past Panorama 46-41. Diagonal was a 67-49 winner over Seymour. Also Earlham beat Ogden 70-65 in overtime. Other boys' scores include Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton over Glidden Ralston 90-22. Glenwood beating St. Albert 68-54. Harlan was a 56-45 winner over Clarinda. IKM Manning down to AHSTW 52-34. Camper Catholic beat Red Oak 80-56. Lawton Bronson was a 67-38 winner over West Monona. Nottoway Valley beat Apton East Union 79-30 in boys' hoops. Orion Maxburg was a 62-35 winner over Iowa Christian Academy. In another overtime game, it was Pleasantville over ACGC 59-37. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Thomas Jefferson by a score of 77-48. Shenandoah down Missouri Valley 58-32. In other boys' hoops, it was Sydney over Griswold 50-27. Stanton beating East Mills 68-31. Trainer a 60-50 winner over Tri-Center. Underwood down Riverside of Oakland 64-35. West Harrison was a 73-63 winner over Woodbine, and Winterset beat Ballard 72-53. Due to the snow last night and impending snow, there were a couple of postponements in boys' action. That included Bedford versus Southeast Warren Liberty Center, Essex versus Heartland Christian, and Southwest Valley versus Wayne. In girls' basketball action, Lewis Central got the best of the Atlantic Trojans 51-32. It was Cam over Boyer Valley 65-51. Elkhorn Kimbleton or Exira EHK over Glidden Ralston 57-54. Harlan down in Clarinda 58-28. IKM Manning over AHSTW 60-51. Logan Magnolia girls defeated Audubon 48-43 in overtime. Nottoway Valley was a 65-26 winner over Apton East Union. Sydney beat Griswold in girls' hoops 54-11. Trainer beating Tri-Center 62-31. Underwood over Riverside by a score of 58-26. Other girls' action included ADM over Boone 48-43. Arweva beating Coon Rapids Bayard 65-35. Ballard was a 45-20 winner over Winterset. Carlisle got past Carroll 49-45. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was a 43-36 winner over Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic. Denison Schleswig girls beat up on Creston 53-42. Des Moines Christian was a 47-37 winner over Panorama. Earlham beat Ogden 50-24. Fremont Mills was a 60-25 winner over College Springs. Also Red Oak beat Kemper Catholic 52-29. Sergeant Bluff Luton girls had a 62-48 win over Council Bluffs TJ. Shenandoah beat Missouri Valley 66-40. Stanton was a 39-32 winner over East Mills. And West Harrison beat Woodbine 53-51. At the Mid-American Shootout in Council Bluffs in girls action, it was Glenwood over St. Albert 69-61. And there was a Bedford versus Southeast Warren Liberty Center game that was postponed last night. Southwest Valley versus Wayne of Corydon. That game was canceled in girls basketball. The Iowa Hawkeyes will try to make it three in a row in Big Ten play today when they host 16th-ranked Ohio State. The Buckeyes have dropped two straight in the league, but enter with a 12-3 overall record. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Buckeyes are a balanced team.
They play hard. They share the ball. You can tell that they're a team that is, you know, committed to winning. And, you know, nobody's into themselves that I can see on film. So I think that's why they're good and why they're having a good year.
McCaffrey says Tyler Cook will be a game-time decision. Cook missed Wednesday's win at Northwestern with a sore knee, but is expected to practice.
You know, the other night we had eight guys ready to go, and Riley was ready if we needed him. He's been really good, so we'll go with that. Hopefully Tyler will play. He'll feel good enough to play and be effective. If he is, then we'll be that much better. If not, we got to go with what we got.
Our coverage begins this afternoon at 12:30 with a pregame show. The tip-off set for 1:37 here on KJAN. Finally, in sports, the University of Iowa has added home dates with Western Michigan and Utah State to complete its 2023 football schedule. Iowa also announced the date for the Iowa Corn Cy-Hawk Series games in 2022 and 2023. The Hawkeyes and Cyclones will meet September 10th, 2022 in Iowa City and September 9th, 2023 in Ames. Hosts Western Michigan and Kinnick Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd, 2023 to open the season, while Utah State visits on September 16th. Iowa opens Big Ten play against Purdue in Kinnick Stadium and then travels to Wisconsin. Rutgers visits for homecoming on October 7th. The remaining October schedule includes a game at Northwestern, a home date with Michigan State, and a visit to Penn State. Iowa's November schedule begins with a home date against Minnesota, followed by an open week. The Hawkeyes host Illinois before closing the season at Nebraska. Iowa and Western Michigan have met three times in football, with Western Michigan holding a 2-1 advantage. Iowa defeated Western Michigan 59-3 in 2013 in their most recent meeting. The Broncos defeated Iowa in 2000, 27-21, and in 2007 by a score of 28-19. All three previous meetings took place in Kinnick Stadium. The Hawkeyes hold a 2-0 series advantage over Utah State, winning 70-14 in 1957 and 48-7 in 2002, with both games taking place in Kinnick Stadium. Sports was brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.